Okay, we are at the end of Siman and Zayin. We saw yesterday that the Shliach Tzibur says Baruch Hu. He invites everyone to be Mevarach Hashem. The Tzibur says Baruch Hashem HaMevarach. And then the Shliach Tzibur is Chayzer. And so on. And we mentioned in the Ramah that there were certain places that they had the minhag that when the Shatz was Marach BeBaruch Hu, then the Kahal would say Yizbarach Yishtabach and so on. Makim Shinagu Litzik al Chavrei Min Kaddish Baruch Liyitza Ar, there were places where they would have a minhag that after Baruch Hu, before they would begin Yitza Ar, that would be a time where people would air their gripes in public. Eiladabra Vetzarchi Rabbim, or they would discuss other pressing communal matters and so on. Toyim Haim, this is incorrect. It says the Mishabura Darehu Ki'ilu Kvar Hischol B'Yitza Ar, that it's as if you have already begun the bracha of Yitzhar, meaning to say that even though we say that when the Shat says Baruch Hashem HaMevarach, he's inviting people to be Mevarach Hashem, and they say Baruch Hashem HaMevarach, but the main bracha which we are now doing is the bracha of Yitzhar. So he's inviting everyone to be Mevarach, and now we're supposed to launch straight into Yitzhar, and therefore you shouldn't be mafsik. Okay, we begin a new section, Hilchas Kriya Shema. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis Mi Sheyira Es Chaverei Haragilim Ektas Barichik Arba Ames V'yakirenu. So, from what time can one say Kriya Shema? From the time of Mi Sheyakir. And the time of Mi Sheyakir is that when you're able to recognize someone who you somewhat know, we'll see a bit more about this in the Mishnah Berurah Be'Halacha, from a distance of Arba Amos. And this is obviously outside, in a place where there's no illumination. And the time continues until 3 hours into the day, which is one quarter of the day. And ideally one should say Kriya Shema like the Vasikin, Pirsh Talmidim, Rashi, Pirsh Anashim, Anadim, Umechavim, and Amitzus. Humble individuals who had great love for mitzvahs, shahim chavnim lekreisem at kodem anitzachama. They would try and synchronize their kriya that it would be a little bit before sunrise. That things started to bud and become visible. This way they would finish kriyishma and its brachas of Gaal Yisrael with the rising of the sun, v'yismecha tefila miyad b'hanetzachama. Fine. So that is the best thing to do. That is the mitzvah min hamuvcha to do. I guess it's quite timely because I put up a sign this morning because a few people asked me if perhaps we could consider having a Neitz minyan over the winter months when the 7:10, 7:05 minyan Davins before Nates. So put up a sign to see if there's an interest. So in other words, ideally, as we're going to see, ideally a person is not supposed to daven before Nates Achama. So if a person needs to go to work, or a person has something pressing, or a person is Yetzalah Derech, then there's a hetzer to daven before Nates Achama. But if that's not the case, and a person can organize their day in a way that you're able to daven after Netzachama, again, assuming that it's not going to be Mevatel Minyan and it's not going to do that, but you know, ideally a person is, you're not supposed to daven Shemoneh Esrei before Netzachama. So, Lechatchila, you should always daven at Netzachama, it's a mitzvah min hamuvcha, and it goes up until 3 hours into the day. It says the Ramah, Hagah, Shir Netzachama, Hu, Kamoy, Shir Shoaches, Kodim Shiyala, Kol Guf HaShemesh, Al Haaretz. So we'll see what this is referring to. So the Shir of Netzachama is Shir Shoaches Kedem Shiala Kogav Hashem Shala Arts. It's an hour before the entire ball of the sun appears to be visible. We'll see what that means. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Zman Kriyas Shema, Abirchas Kriyas Shema Lefaneh Gankin Ein Lema Kedem Hazman Hazeh. This is also quite relevant. And again, I'm just going to use another Bridge Lane example for this. In the Hashkama Minyan, on Shabbos morning, so they started around 7:20, and in the height of the winter, when Netzachama is 8:05 even, so you know, at times they could quite easily get to Shemoneh Esrei before Netzach Hamo, which is problematic. Again, we're going to see that the hetzer to daven before Netz is there's something pressing going on. You get to Laderech, you've got to go to work, take the kids to school, but Shabbos morning, right, exactly, you've got a good kiddush to go to. Shabbos morning, when it's lechara less pressing, difficult to find a hetzer to daven before Netzach Hamo on Shabbos morning. What's the hetzer to daven before Netzach Hamo? And now the Mishnah Berurah is saying that, so you'll say, okay, so I'll make sure that we get the Hitchman Esrei 803, which is Netzach Hamo. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying now, Birchas Kriyashma Lefaneh Gamkin Ein Lemer, so you shouldn't say before the Zman of Mishiyakir. So the Brachas of Kriyashma, we also need to make sure that it's not said before Mishiyakir. So, I'm sorry, it's not Megiyah to the actual time of Netz. But when it comes to the Zman of Kriyashma, the Zman of the Birchas Kriyashma is also considered part of this, that you should not say before Mishiyakir. So just something to bear in mind whenever one cheshbens the Zman. And we said, it's the Zman of Mishiyakir, a friend, Haragla Mektas, Ka'achsanoi de Osi Leprakim, like a guest who comes to your house here and there. Meaning the Iragilimo Harbe, so what the Gemara says, if you know him very well, afilo rachik mimenu makiri, even at a distance of 8 amas, 10 amas, you'll recognize him. In a ragal klal, afilo karv legabe in a makiri, even if he's 3 amas away, you won't recognize him. Venik bezer zman le kriyashma, after miktus anoshim kamem mimitasim mishiyala mudashacha. So, what is the rationale that this is the zman of kriyashma? Meaning again, we mentioned many times that if someone asks you in Jewish law, when does the day begin? What is the answer to that? So the day begins at dawn. The day begins at dawn, not at sunrise. Day dawn. Day begins at dawn. And therefore, if a person is tekeah on Rosh Hashanah from Alisa Shachar, his yetzah, and if he's carried the Megillah, his yetzah, and he takes a lulav, his yetzah. Chazal were concerned that a person might make a mistake between pre and post Alisa Shachar, and therefore they said, wait until Netzach Hamo. Wait until Netzach Hamo, because no one makes a mistake once you see the sun rising above the horizon. It's not the type of thing which you can make a mistake about. You see it, it's there. But if this is the horizon, and the ball of the sun is here, and there's tiny bits of rays, and you're not sure, is that considered to be Alisa Shachar? And is that Alisa Shachar? Is that, I mean, it's all when you can't see the sun, it's just a certain amount of light. That is the type of thing where a person can make a mistake. So therefore they said, you should wait. So now we're saying that when it comes to Kriyashma, we're saying that why would they kivir the Zman of Mishiyakir? So he says again that v'nikbez Zman of Kriyashma after mitzvah Hashem kamim mitas mishiyala mudah shachar, and if so v'karinin bei uvkumecha min ha-Torah, if so we should say this is a kiyum of uvkumecha. In other words, it doesn't say Kriyashma during the day. It doesn't say it at night. It says Bashach Bacha Uv Kamecha. So Uv Kamecha means when people rise up. So he's saying that there are people who get up Misha Alam Uda Shachar. And this Kriyazman was obviously much more relevant in former times, before electric lights, that people would try and make the most out of daytime hours and when there's light in the world and so on. And people are getting up, and therefore it's considered to be Uv Kamecha. And he says, and that's why if you say Shema from Amud HaShachar, you are Yotza. Like we'll see in Sev Dalad, Mikol Mokim Kevin, the Rub De Inshili Kaimi, Ad Sheyakir Echad Eschaveroi. Reason number one, being that the majority of people don't get up until there's sufficient light in the world that you could recognize your friend, and you could start to function and use the daylight in a meaningful manner. So these are the two reasons why, when it comes to the Zman of Kriyashma and its brachas, one is supposed to wait until Mishiyakir. Number one is because most people don't get up before Mishiyakir, and therefore it's not really considered to be Uv Kumecha. And number two, because in Kriyashma it mentions reasonably. So you have to be able to see the tzitzis, and it's for that reason also we said that the zman of creation of tzitzis is also from Mishiyakir. Similar reason. So it is from that amount of time. There's an interesting bi'alach, we won't go through it inside, but the bi'alach says that, strictly speaking, the brach of Ava Rabba, you should have been able to have said before Mishiyakir. And we're also going to see that even though we call Yetzam Iris and Ava Rabba the Birchas Kriyashma, we're going to see that really they're more connected to Shmanasri than they are to Kriyashma. For instance, we're going to see later on that one should make sure the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha is, it's not poshut at all to say the Birchas Kriyashma after 4 hours into the day. So if you go to a shtibol in the davening shacharis at 11:30, it's not poshut at all, according to the Be'er Halacha, you're allowed to say the two brachas. And he says, because those brachas, granted, you can say them in the fourth hour of the day, but I thought the Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma is until the third hour of the day, through the third hour of the day. He said, really, they were more niskan, keneged, and connected to Tefillah Shmones if you have the fourth hour of the day. But after 4 hours into the day, it says the Be'er Halacha, you're not supposed to say it. And he writes very strongly against people who say, who daven chatchila, after 4 hours into the day, that it might be a bracha levatala, and so on. So, okay. Legabi, the Amira of Ava Rabba, he says, as far as the earliest time to say it, just like Pesukah the Zimra, you can say before the Zman of Talas and Tefillin, like as is done in early Minyanim. And he says, so to Ava Rabba, you should be able to also. But Yoitzer Or, you can't say before. Because there it's speaking about, that's the bracha of the Ma'iris. You have one bracha keneged the Ma'iris and one bracha keneged Torah. So the bracha which is keneged the Ma'iris, that you can't say before.
That comes before.
And that comes before. There he just makes that point that really you should have been able to have said Ava Rabba, but because you can't say Yetzer Or before.
It does say Bari Choshev.
What's that?
Okay,
right, exactly. Good. Now, what is this man of, you know, practically, when is this man of Mishiyakir? Well, I was going to bring my sefer, which has all this man and the discussion, but in footnote one, we won't get through inside, but there's a great debate as to what, when exactly is Mishiyakir. The Be'er Halacha quotes a prima gadim who says that it's 6 minutes after Alayis HaShachar. That's, you know, that's not too long to wait, says the Prima Gadim. I believe the Prima Gadim lived in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. The Prima Gadim says 6 minutes after Alois. There are those who say that it's approximately 15 minutes after Alois HaShachar. So there are those who kind of reckon the time of Mishiyakir when they use the starting point of Alois, 6 minutes after, 15 minutes after. That's what some do. Others start the other way. They start with Netzachama, sunrise, and they kind of go back and they say, how many minutes is it vis-a-vis sunrise? So the Kaf HaChaim says that it's an hour before sunrise. Some say it's 52 minutes before sunrise. Some say 40 minutes, 36 minutes. Rav Yashiv was machmer and said, Lei kedai lehisatif betzitzis ulaniach tefillin ela besich shleishim dakis kedem hanetzachama. So he said, you know, you should make sure you're within half an hour before Netzachama, before your Misatif, as far as this man. And so on. So there is, and it's interesting, he doesn't even quote degrees over here. You know, and here he just quotes minutes from Alais, minutes from Netzachama, and there are many who say that it has to do with degrees. Degrees, you know, how many degrees the sun is above, you know, below the horizon, and so on.
And it changes really well.
Correct? Yeah, for sure, of course. Yeah, 100%. I'll call upon him. We said it's ad safe. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lechatchila, Osur Lehis'achar Adayis Zizman. It's quite a strong lashon. Lechatchila, Osur Lehis'achar Adayis Zizman. It is forbidden to wait until that Zman. So, you know, it's as far as, you know, deciding when to daven and so on, it's a strong lashon. So again, the zman of kima is considered to be from Mishiyaka through 3 hours into the day. Umeinen elu ha-shalosh shois, also big discussion, mizman amud ha-shachar, when does the clock start ticking? For this, says the Magen Avraham, from amud ha-shachar, v'das ha-gro mishas ha-netzachama, he says it's from ha-netzachama. That's also the opinion of the Levush. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Kfar hirichu gdei lehadar vehevi rayes bruris v'chashrinen mehanetzachama v'chein anutevsim ikar ladina. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's also the opinion, the psat of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's from Netzachama. And I think that seems to be the Makobol, although, you know, the Magen Avraham is definitely a Chumrah, I know, in Eretz Yisrael. Remember my neighborhood, like, you know, Shabbos morning, Shabbos, you know, Shabbos was like at 7:15 at times. It's like, you know, we used to kind of go in shame to the 8 o'clock minyan and hear people say, ah, chutznikim, they're davening at the late minyan at 8 o'clock. So there's certainly many who are machmir for Magen Avraham. But it seems to be that it's quite makubal to go like the grow. We said 3 hours in 3 hours is one quarter of the day. Shehu revia hayomin chilek bein yemei sakaitz. Shayim aruch bein yemei zacharev shayim katzar. Doesn't make a difference if it's summer or winter. Chashvin hayim l'shnei mesrei shreis. You take daylight time and you divide that into 12 portions. And each portion is considered to be one shah's manis. Or if you take daylight times and you divide it into four, so the first quarter is the Zman of Kriyashma. One should be mindful, he says, so says the Taz, so a person needs to be that much more careful. He says in the winter, meaning if you have, let's say, if you reckon with the time of the Magen Avraham and the day begins at, you know, 4 a.m. or something like that, whenever it begins, so you need to be that much more careful. People often get up at the same time throughout the year. And again, it can depend on obviously it depends on the country where you are. But Tzarech Legamra Kula Bizmana, says the Mishnah Brura, Mishin the Prima Godim, this that we say that the Zman of Kriyishma is one 3 hours into the day, it is to finish the entire Kriyishma as opposed to just beginning it, beginning to say some of it. The Hama Afrim Kriyishma Bishol Tzitzis, it's filling. Tayyib. So someone who delays because of tzitzis tefillin is making a mistake. Ala yikra kriyashma b'birchisei b'zmana b'leid tzitzis tefillin v'chashiyalei yaniacham v'yikra b'hem kriyashma apasha acheris eimizma tehillim v'afidim safik leishem ayavar zman kriyashma gamkin eimaham din altalas tefillin deinim akiv zezeh. Meaning, if you are concerned that you will miss the zman of kriyashma, so say kriyashma without talas and tefillin. But if you know you're going to get, someone's going to bring you talis and tefillin in a few minutes, and you're not going to miss this man, yamtin. Why? Because there is this concept that if you're saying the parsha of Shema, which mentions wearing tzitzis and wearing tefillin, you're not wearing tzitzis and tefillin, so you are testifying falsely against yourself, and therefore you shouldn't do so. So you have a choice. You can daven that there's going to be a minyan which is starting at 10 o'clock, or you can daven v'yachidus. And that's also mefurish. If you have a choice of davening shemana asri within zman tefillah, 4 hours into the day, or with a minyan afterwards, so you know that they're going to get to shemana asri at 10:30. And say Zman Tefillah is at 10:25, it's the Davim Yechidus, because you haven't, that's not the Zman of Shachmas anymore. You have Schar for Davening up until Chatzis, but it's not the Zman of, it's not the Zman Tefillah anymore. V'akoponim yizor likreis shema bezmana, toid matfilah v'lechavin lotzis b'zeh. So now in the winter, if you daven at the 9:15 Shachmas, Then you must say Kriya Shema beforehand, otherwise you will not have been Yotze. Ukanal Basif Simen Memvav B'Mishnah Berurah Ayin Sham the Ein La'Akra Kriya LaBeis HaKnesses B'Shvil HaZkenim HaMa'Akra B'Lovei V'Yitztarchu L'Spal B'Yechidi Kiven She'Al Yidei Zayav Ezman Kriya Shema. So you have a choice of deciding when the minyan should be, and you can make it a little bit earlier. This way you'll hop around in Kriya Shema and say the brachas in the right time, or say it later to facilitate the skenim. He says this is not a time to facilitate the skenim. It should be done correctly. We need to not do things properly in order to accommodate others. That we don't say. B'Shabbos v'yam tov matzui ma'oid lav ezman kriya shema b'nei kama devarim. It's very common on the Shabbos and on the Yom Tov to end up not saying kriya shema at the right time. Al kein, hachachamein of bereishis kavod minyan l'spal kodem. Yakapanim likras kriya shema b'zman kodem shiyamid l'spal l'matzibor, which I think is what most people do. You might say, you'll say Kriya Shema at home before you come to shul. Okay, now the safe simon menvav, ein sham b'biyah gra, u'biyah halacha sham.
Why don't we say terrible to start happening with Kriya Shema at Tzibur? Just say Kriya Shema, start in the brothers, start with Kriya Shema, and then go on the brothers.
Yeah, I mean, there wouldn't be anything terrible about it at all.
Why did not that?
You mean as a way of saving people from missing it out? Yes, I think there are some shuls where they will announce that if you haven't said Shema now, you know, you've got 3 minutes. You say 3 minutes left. And that's also why when we say, you know,
that's not.
So again, we're going to see a big discussion as to when we say you have to say Kriya Shema. What does that include? Three parshas? Is that the first parsha? Is it, you know, is it less than that? Is it the first two? Pashas Tzitzis is just for the, you know, being masked Tzitzis Mitzrayim. What exactly is it? I mean, you know, we don't need to go too far in Shas. I mean, the Rashi and Beis Menachem Maseches Brachos. There already Rashi says that, you know, it says maybe Sakhanish Ma'arvin, Mishal Shekhanam Nechmasim Lechem Vitrumasim, which basically means from Nacht. And Rashi asks Takashi, he says, you know, we here in France, we say Shema much earlier. And, but, you know, we are Yetze, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis with Kriya Shema Lamito. And says Rashi, Uba Pashu Shenesagi. So that means you've said Kriya Shema possibly 2 hours before Nacht, and so on. And Rashi says, but don't worry, you'll be Yetze with Kriya Shema Lamito, Uba Pashu Shenesagi. So it seems to be that Shita's Rashi, all upon it is, that even with one Pasha, the first Pasha, you're Yotzah. So, yeah, when, in other words, Markad Isli, which, whatever the respective Shitas are, as to how much you need to say, but so, Legomra Kula Bismani, you need to finish the whole thing, or whatever that mitzvah is, Bismani, you need to do it in the right time. Let's see if we can finish. We said, there's a Maila of these vasikin shayim chavrin ki ikar mitzvahs tefila lechatchila hum eis aschalas anitz. When it comes to tefila, and it seems to be, although we might see tomorrow a dissenting opinion, it seems to be that the inyan of saying Kriya Shema ki vasikin is merely a way to facilitate Shmona Esrei et Nefesh Chama. That's what it seems to be. I think we're going to see an opinion which says no. The main thing is to say Kriya Shema before Nefesh Chama. That's the main thing. We'll see. Why should you daven at this time? So the time when we will kaviyachol have our meeting with the Kodesh Baruch is when the sun comes up. The commission is brought, come on, it's in Pites. So don't say Shema too early, because then you're going to end up davening before Netzach Hama. They would have to delay, and by pausing and waiting, that's also a problem, because you said the bracha of Gal Yisrael, and then you're waiting. What is an etzachama? He hashar shechama mascheles lizrayach barashi aharon, the time when the sun starts to appear over the mountains. And we said that one who does so has tremendous reward. I use it. Call it's a skula. Says the Gemara, if you're going to go, that you won't be damaged throughout the day. Shir Shah Yeshgeis and Easter Shah. I mean, we said, you know, how long is this period? It's, you know, an hour seems a long amount of time. Some say it is a tenth of an hour, 6 minutes, so the time from the beginning to the end of Netzach HaMayim to be a grosh, because it's Shah Lehme Shlish, Easter Shah, and the Bihalacha, as to exactly how long this extends. There's a couple of important footnotes which I'd like to start with tomorrow, and we'll pick it up. Please.